And fortunately for me and others like me, like those people out there, we're in an institution which can shift it from mainstream knowledge base into a cultural or bicultural or Maori base, and we enjoy the opportunity here to do that. Those students that are up there, we teach them the knowledge base of the things you're talking about. Aroha. What does aroha? Does it mean the American form of love? Or does it mean other things? And we're able to analyze it and pull it down. So aroha is a touch. Mm-hmm. Although the law says it's illegal now, but that's an expression of aroha, you know. Tēnā koe, and the touching. And you continue with that aroha to the whenua and personalize it by aroha to Papa Tuanuku. Aroha ki ngā tamarikia tāne mahuta, and you shift out into the forest and all that grows in there, the creatures in it. And it all comes off aroha. Aroha ki te flax bush. Because here is the whakapapa of that flax bush.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the role that harakeke plays in our lives. Previously it played a very, very vital role. It provided clothing. It doesn't do that anymore. But it still provides beauty in the environment, shelter for all sorts of creatures, a plaything for our children today. We can still teach them how to weave little square mats and put them on the wall and put their picture in the middle. Mm-hmm. So it becomes a photo frame. We can still teach them how to make little play boats out of the korari.
Mm.
And float them down the creek. So it still plays a vital role, slightly changed, but aroha ki te harakeke.
Mm-hmm.
Aroha ki ngā manu. Why? Because they provide that enrichment to our environment. Sit, listen. What's that bird singing? Many of our students have never heard a bird sing.
Oh.
But we have that opportunity here to push the parameters out. So it does still exist.